Hello, and welcome to the Way Family Podcast. I am one of your hosts. My name is Zach Way, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, who's dancing like a fool.
Like always.
Welcome to the newest episode of the Way Family Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about survive and balance. Coronavirus, COVID-19, pandemic, how to stay sane.
This goes on for so long.
All right, so let's get into it. We have five tips for how to survive and balance, which also is our new family rally cry. If you remember, we've talked about the book called Three Big Questions for the Frantic Family, written by Patrick Lencioni. And in that book, he kind of uses business tools and tricks to help steer and guide and give clarity to your family. So we have a new rally cry for our family, and it is survive and balance.
Oh, I thought it was survival and balance.
No, it's just survive and balance.
Oh, yes. We are on the same page.
I'm so glad. Well, I haven't printed it out and put it on the wall yet.
Yeah,
gone that far.
So, yeah.
So I'm not that nerdy, but once we do, you'll be looking at it every day. There's no way you can get it wrong.
Mm. Great.
So... before we get into the main topic, five tips to survive and balance, I always just feel weird saying five tips to anything or any tips to anything.
Yeah.
Like that sounds so stupid, but I digress. Before we get into the main topic, let's just talk about how we've been doing. And yeah, so I'm going to set the timer here, honey.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 5 minutes to talk about this.
Okay.
Before it goes beep, beep.
Okay. Well, you know, here we are. What, 3 weeks in? 4 weeks in to social distancing?
3 years later.
Yeah, who even knows? It has been a time. We're doing pretty good, I would say. Considering all the circumstances, I think we're doing all right. It is the first week of social distancing was very difficult for me. And
what? You are kind of like, you're in the middle of an extrovert and an introvert. I'd maybe say you're an ambivert, but you're definitely more extroverted than me.
Well, yeah, I'm like to the, like the percentage was like barely over. I'm like 53% extrovert and 47% introvert. So very slightly extroverted. So having that, I don't know, that first week was very, very difficult, like not really being able to go anywhere, not really, I mean, I wanted to go places, obviously, but I also was like, I don't really want to take my kids anywhere in public, and that was before it was like a complete, like, shutdown. It was mainly just like, you know, stay at home, you know, it wasn't a shutdown yet.
It was a suggestion.
Yeah, it was a suggestion, but so I didn't really want to go out anywhere and, like, possibly get my kids sick because they touch and lick everything.
Everything goes into their mouth.
Yes. Like, I don't understand. Like, Forrest touches everything, and Fernie is somehow chewing on things that should not be chewed on. So I didn't want to really take them in public. Anyways, that was a hard week, but I think that we've fallen into a routine and kind of gotten used to
this. Fallen? You think we've fallen into a routine?
Okay. Excuse me. Worked very hard to get into a routine, which we still, I mean, I say fallen because I don't think that we've stuck to the routine that we have set. But the routine that we have fallen into, the routine that naturally happens most days, is become kind of normal. And I don't know. It's working for now. So
it's the new normal.
Yeah, but that is a little bit depressing to say. I don't know.
Well, at least it's realistic. So for me, Hannah works from home, so that's been difficult. And Forrest's school is also shut down. His soccer is canceled, so he's not getting any time with other little kids.
Other kids, yeah. And Fern's not either.
And Fern isn't either. And we, yeah, so we are both now working from home because my business is not shut down. It's a critical manufacturing business. And so I'm working from home about 80% of the time, except today I was gone all day. And then Hannah's working from home, and then Forrest has got to be homeschooled. And
for like his regular homeschool and like his charter school stuff. So we have like just a lot of school to do. So keeping up with school, you know, trying to spend quality time with each of the kids. Finley is crawling everywhere and also just started eating some foods. There's a lot going on with that. So that's been like, there's a lot going on. Zach working, me working, all that stuff. But it has caused us to be more intentional about a lot of things, like getting outside and taking walks and spending time with our kids, like good quality time, not just like, hey, we need to go run all these errands. Why don't you come with me? You know, we've read a ton of books. So that part has been really good. And having time together, like, I mean, we've always said like we need more quality time together. That's always been, I feel like every family says that. And now we get that to like a certain extent. So I don't know.
Is watching Tiger King classified as quality time?
No, I've never ever asked you to watch that with me. I wanted to watch that by myself. It's so weird. It is the weirdest show ever. Zach like heard it. I was listening to it. I was watching it and he was in the room and he was like, what is going on?
And then I started watching it. And
he kind of got sucked in. It is
24
crazy.
Hours later.
No.
All right. So, so that's kind of what's been going on with us. We are planting some garden boxes, raised bed garden boxes.
We have not done it yet. They're on their way to our house, but
yeah. We're looking at getting chickens.
Yeah, we're going to get chickens. We're going to do it. I'm going to get over my fear of birds and we are going to have chickens.
I fixed our fence that blew over. I started a new podcast. It's a daily podcast. It's less than 10 minutes. It's called This Is The Way. And let's see what else. Hannah finally got her septum pierced. And
no. Oh. How would that have happened? Everything's been shut down. Not doing it myself.
I'll do it.
No. Heck no. There's like nerves and stuff in there. Uh-uh.
Okay. On to the main topic. Survive and balance. So we started... After week one of the shelter in place, because we're in California, it kind of started before everyone else. Because Governor Newsom. I like Arnold Schwarzenegger a lot better. Our governor Gavin Newsom likes to be on the cutting edge of things and decided to shut down California before everyone else. So,
well, I mean, every state followed very shortly after, so it's not like it was that out of the blue, but yeah, he's known for that.
So after week one, we're like, yeah, we kind of need a plan because this is probably not going to be a short-term thing.
Yeah.
Because for a school, like everything just, it was like dominoes. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 20, 30. It was like
everything.
Everything is just shut down.
I mean, all of you know exactly what we're talking about because you were there.
Yeah. So after week one, we're like, okay, we need a plan. I sat Hannah down. She did not like it very much.
I don't remember this.
I said, we need a new rally cry.
Yeah, I was annoyed.
You were more than slightly annoyed.
Anything with that strict organization, in my heart of hearts, I just push against so hard for some reason. And it ends up being good for me and what we needed. But the process for me is rough.
So some of the questions that I asked her is, what is important right now? And our answers were survive, not go crazy, balance, discipline, being intentional. And then eventually we came up with what is the most important thing is survive and balance. Some other questions that I asked is, what is working right now, what is broken right now, what is missing, and what is confused. And we kind of went through and categorized things into those four categories, then came up with some defining objectives. So 3 to 5 main things that we can do to support surviving and balancing. And so what did you think of that process?
It was fine. I don't know. What do you mean?
Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Do you think it was helpful?
Neutral.
Neutral.
Yeah, okay. It was helpful. I mean, I think it was helpful for figuring out, like, okay, we are a week into this, however many week long situation of being, you know, shelter at home or whatever they're going to call it. And we know how the first week went and it wasn't very good. So how can we do better? And what do we, like, what's our, for, like, our top thing that we need to work on? And yeah, that was helpful.
So the first thing, the first week, I have an alarm set on my phone to go on a walk at 10 and 3 o'clock. And so I just said, hey, we're all going to go on a walk at 10 and 3 o'clock every day. And that was actually worked out pretty well. And now Forrest and Fern both want to go on walks. So that was like one of the things that was working well. We mm-hmm. just needed to make sure that we kept doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the things that were not going well, that were either missing or
we were not
confused?
Waking up when we were supposed to wake up for, like, to do the things we wanted to do in the morning, like start the day on a good note. You wanted to wake up earlier and do your run and your quiet time. And I wanted to have my alone time, listen to a podcast, pray, do my makeup and get dressed, blah, blah, blah. We weren't doing that. We were not waking up early enough. And then we did not get to do the things we wanted to do in the morning before facing the day. And we were grumpy and mean.
Yeah. And then we started out the day on just like a bad note.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have anything to wake up for. It's like,
yeah, it was weird.
You just stay up as late as you want. It was like we had transported back to college days, but we had way more responsibilities when we woke up in the morning.
Like 3 kids who do not care how yeah. late you stayed up last night.
Like, can't
6 a.m.
Can't you tell I just was up until midnight last night just scrolling endlessly?
We have a alarm clock. Well, not an alarm clock. It's just like a clock in the kids' room. And it lights up. So like the light is yellow and it goes green at 7 a.m. when they're allowed to get out of their room. So if they wake up before then, they need to play in their room nicely until their light turns green and then they can come out. And I think it's been working pretty good because my alarm goes off at 7. So I wake up at 7 and every time I'm like in the process of waking up and I hear the door open and their little feet run up down the hallway and it's so cute. They're just like so excited for the day. And I remember being little and being so excited to wake up in the morning because there was just so much to do. So much fun to be had and like so much potential for a new day. And for some reason, I don't feel the same anymore, but I could just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what is our first tip?
I don't know. You have the list.
Oh, you didn't get it?
No.
You didn't get the memo.
Okay.
First tip. Wake up and start your day positive. So
positively.
Positively.
Hun, grammar.
Wake up and start your day positive.
Uh-uh. Stay positive what? For what? Positive for a disease? Like you positively. You're describing,
not negative.
You're describing the way that you're starting your day. Okay, yes. This is a good, this could encompass a large, vast majority number of things. Waking up and going on a run, waking up and taking a shower, waking up and reading your Bible or journaling or doing meditation or whatever, just making a cup of coffee and looking
stretching.
Outside, stretching, so many
getting
things
dressed, doing
can
the
go
makeup,
in here.
Watching
like
the
for
face.
Zach, it's, I mean, I'll let you share yours, but for me, like I said, I want to get ready for the day every day. That has been helping me. When I'm in my yoga pants all day long, I get lazy and I don't want to do anything and I feel sad for myself for whatever reason. I know it's not like that for everyone. So I like to get dressed and I like to do my makeup well, wash my face and do my makeup, brush my teeth, do all of that before I come out for breakfast even. And that helps me for the day. And then I listen to a podcast, usually Bridgetown Audio. They're doing like a daily thing, a quick like 10 minute or less like morning devotion thing. I really like that. So I recommend it. And I pray and then start my day. I do not start my day on my phone. I do not start my day with scrolling or emails or even texting. Nothing on my phone. The only thing I do on my phone is put on the podcast and then I turn it down.
What about don't look at reading it. All of the news?
Definitely start your day by doing that. No, just kidding. Definitely don't start your day by doing that. Don't do anything. I mean, okay, obviously what you want to do is up to you, but my recommendation is don't do anything on your phone before you have time to like do your official quote unquote start the day, you know? Don't have your start of the day be scrolling on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so everyone's morning routine or morning ritual is going to look different, but just because you're in a time where time is relative and you're kind of stuck at home doesn't mean that you shouldn't start your day in a positive way and really focus on that. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's I want to spend time in silence and solitude because I know that those are important to disciplines, and also because I'm introverted and I need some time to just to myself. And the morning is the best time for me to get that. Then I want to have some sort of physical activity. So I usually go on a run. I stretch, take a 5-minute cold shower because that just wakes me up and really like it helps me to focus. And like, I don't know, I just feel like energized and alert and ready for the day after I take a cold shower. And so that's how I start my day every day. Is I wake up, drink some water because I'm always dehydrated when I wake up, and then brush my teeth, and then stretch, go for a run, come back, cold shower, unload the dishwasher, make the kids breakfast.
And Forrest kind of has his morning routine too. Well, just a tiny one. Like they have to stay in the room till 7. Then they come out and he unloads the silverware part of the dishwasher because he knows where everything goes. And then he feeds Charlie and gives him water. Is there anything else that he does?
Get dressed.
And he gets dressed. Yeah. So that's his little morning routine. And obviously he can add to that as he wants to and whatever. But it's pretty good. Pretty good so far.
Yeah, and so another tip, like Hannah had mentioned, is not starting your day in a negative way with your phone and scrolling on Facebook or Instagram or the news, because you start your day with your emails or with the news. If you start your day with your emails, you're behind, which we'll talk about in a little bit. If you start your day with the news, like that's just you're starting your day with negativity. And if you start your day with social media, then you are starting your day out comparing yourself to everyone else instead of...
Or just with a whole bunch of information that you don't necessarily need first right. thing in the morning.
It's kind of like unfiltered information because you don't. It's like a roulette.
Yeah.
A social media roulette. You don't That's know true. What's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
At least when you're planning your morning routine, it's best to have something that you can rely on that's dependable, that's like the same.
Yeah. And I think like at this point, if you are still skeptical about like technology, I mean, not technology, but just like how attached we are to our phones, like just take any look into it and like how detrimental it can be to be on your phone as much as most Americans are on their phone. Just look into it a little bit. But I just heard something on Bridgetown podcast that said the most important time for sleep, like the most important time for your brain, I'm butchering the words, but basically crucial times for taking in information or for what you're doing that affect your brain is the time right before you go to sleep and the time right when you wake up, because that can set the tone for the whole day. And then like whatever you're doing right before you go to sleep can affect like your sleep, and you know, so I butchered that stat, but it's important what you're doing right before you go to bed and right when you wake up.
Yep. For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Queens, Queens. Okay, stop.
Second tip is to get outside, preferably
sunshine.
Multiple times per day. Yeah, get that vitamin D, or is it vitamin E, vitamin
it's
K?
Vitamin D.
Vitamin X.
Hun, why do you not know this?
Vitamin D. Sun vitamin.
Yeah, get the sun vitamins.
Get the sun vitamins
the
into
sun
your skin.
The sun feels so good these
Some
days.
Some people don't live in sunny areas.
I know, I know. I wish I could send you some sunshine. It's been really cloudy and rainy here too, so...
We have our days where we cannot see the sun, but the majority of the time we can see the sun, so it is very nice. But
I'm
regardless of if the sun is out or not.
1 second about that. I'm starting to understand like why people get seasonal depression, because I've always said I love clouds and I love the rain and like moody weather, but I'm starting to understand the seasonal depression thing, because since the quarantine thing started, it's been cloudy and rainy most of the days, wouldn't you say? Like probably
I would say 60% of the days.
Yeah. Like we've had our share of sunny days. So I understand a little bit why seasonal depression affects people. So anyways, just wanted to throw that out there. It's a, like it's a serious thing.
Yes.
Go on.
I've told you that before.
I know, but I just haven't really understood it the way that I understand it now.
So the second tip for survive and balance during coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it.
Quarantine.
Quarantine. Shelter in home. Shelter in home.
Home.
Is to get outside. And we said multiple times per day. I find that it's helpful to kind of just like time block your day with regular intervals of getting outside. So that way you're not just sitting on your couch or sitting at your desk or doing dishes all day or, you know, whatever you do, whatever your go-to thing is. It's nice to get outside because that it kind of it breaks up your day, you know? If you're inside too much, you just it's not good.
Yeah. And you don't I mean you don't have to do anything fancy, like just go on a walk around your block. That's still allowed for everyone, right? I mean, I'm
that
assuming.
At least in the States.
Walks and open spaces.
Yep.
From what I've heard, like walking in your neighborhood.
As long as you're socially distancing.
Yeah. Which I've heard there's people that are like giving people crap for even going on hikes.
That's
and
just
stuff.
On the neighborhood app.
No, that's not what I was talking about. Well, I also know that there are a lot of people's hiking trails that are closed and a lot of people's beaches are closed. Just like really sad. Like, what are they trying to make everyone go crazy?
Our beaches are not closed and our trails are not closed, except one.
Yeah, one because of
turds.
Anyways, so it doesn't have to be a beach trip or a hike. Just get outside.
Literally, just get outside your
fresh
front door.
Fresh air, sun, maybe some wind in your face if it's not sun. Get some snow in your face.
Get some hail in your head.
It's a splash of rainwater. It'll be fine. And side note about these tips, we're not like experts on stuff. Like we're literally not experts on anything. Obviously, this is just what we have learned from our experience in the last couple of weeks. And we're sharing it with you. We're not claiming that this is the only way to do things or this is what experts say, because it's literally just from us.
These are just five. I mean, that should go without saying on any podcast ever.
Yeah, because
we're not doctors.
We're not doctors, and we're also not claiming to be experts at anything. So just a disclaimer.
We are two parents who are 29.
29. I can't not repeat it when you say that.
And this has been helpful for us.
Yeah,
so.
And we're just trying to survive and not go crazy and do the best with what we have. So that's where we're sharing from, just FYI. Okay, tip number three.
Tip number three is practice gratitude. Hannah, take it away.
Yes, this is a big one. So I have found that when I'm feeling anxious or stressed or sad or depressy or any of those things, it has been very helpful for me to think about things that I'm thankful for, because no matter how bad this gets for me right now, and I do recognize that I have some privilege that is into play too, but no matter how bad things get for me in this next whatever, however long it's going to be. I can always find things to be thankful for. And that has always helped improve my mood and my mindset and everything. So I know there's like sciencey stuff to go along with that, like when you're practicing gratitude. My gosh, microphone police over here. I know there's like some scientific stats about when you are practicing gratitude and how it affects your brain and all that. So maybe just like Google that info, but that has really helped me in the last couple of weeks. So I will just think about, well, I need to set an alarm on my phone because I haven't been super consistent with it, but I will think about five things that I'm thankful for about this current day, whatever day it is, and write them down. Or I've been sharing them on my Instagram stories with like a template thing that I made. And that's been really helpful because some days I realized it was really hard for me to think of anything. But then I realized that was because I had a really bad attitude and I was really anxious or whatever. So if you sit and think about it, more things will come. And as you get better at like, well, quote unquote, better, I don't know how you get better or worse at practicing gratitude, but as you do it more, you will have more things to be thankful for. Like you will be able to think of things easier. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't really do like any gratitude journal or listing things that I'm grateful for.
Journal. That just sounds like
a lot of people keep a gratitude journal.
Yeah. I have done it. I'm just saying like, that's not what I'm saying. Like you don't need to like start a gratitude journal. Just like even just having an alarm on your phone to remind you like, hey, think of five things right now that you can think of that you're thankful for or whatever.
My like natural inclination is when things are getting difficult or hard to try to change the environment, whether that is the external environment or the relational environment or my own internal environment. My natural inclination is to like when I feel myself getting really pissy or anxious or depressed, yeah, to be like, no, F that. I'm going to do something about that. And I do that, yeah, with Hannah and with Forrest too, is like, I can tell when they're real grumpy and I'll just say, all right, tell me five things you're thankful for right now.
Do you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I don't list five things. Like I don't
say it out loud. Do you make yourself think about them though?
Yeah, I do.
That's good.
Yeah. Typically after I go on a run or after I like do something to take my mind off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to our next tip, which is get moving.
Yes. This is a good one.
So for us, we do the outside and get moving thing together. So get outside and get moving. But I have found it very helpful, like I mentioned earlier, in my morning routine is to spend at least 20 minutes of your day just sweating, doing an activity that makes you sweat.
Like do a workout in your garage or go on a run or go on a fast walk or do a yoga video or whatever.
Yep.
There's so many things you can do. There's so many people, like so many different like workout people on Instagram that are posting easy body weight workouts you can do at home where you don't need any equipment. Like you can find something to do that works for you and that you will enjoy.
And a walk is totally fine. Mm-hmm. Like walks are really, really good for you. They're good for your like brain space and like they're good for your mind and your emotions, but they're also good for your body. A lot of my like best ideas and best thoughts have come from when I was on a walk.
And bonus, you might see people from a safe distance and you can wave at them.
And you might see your neighbor's bunnies and smell some flowers.
Yeah, there's lots of good things about walks.
So, yeah, I would say try to do some sort of exercise every day. That helps mentally, that helps emotionally, obviously that helps physically.
But I feel like physically is like the last of the reasons why we do stuff like that though. Like at least for me. I mean, I like the physical aspect of it, but it really is for mental stuff and I need to do it more consistently because I know how good I feel after and how much it helps me.
The last tip that we have is to reset to zero. So this is a term that I learned from the minimalists, who learned it from someone else. No, I didn't learn it from the minimalist. Who's that that author? What's that book? Soulful Simplicity? Courtney Carver. I learned this from Courtney Carver, Resetting to Zero, which she learned from some other minimalist, but I learned it from her book. And she kind of has this term where she resets to zero every night. And you can obviously tailor it, but basically what it is you're setting yourself up for success tomorrow, so you're not starting the next day in the red, but you're not in the negative. So you're starting at zero.
Okay, but what do you do?
Does that make sense?
I mean, explain it first, and then...
So, like, load the dishwasher, wipe off the table, clear your inbox, fold your clothes and put them
clear
away.
Clear off the counter.
Clear off the counter. You know, like, and mental things, too. Like, go through your checklist and be like, okay, yep, I did that. No, I have to do this tomorrow, or this is no longer important.
Because if you woke up in the morning and you had all these things to do, you would be starting out in the negative, because you're already behind. You have a ton of crap on the counter, and you have all these emails that you were supposed to get to yesterday, a bunch of stuff that you had not tended to, and now you have to do it on top of everything you have to do today. So, right? Like, that's the whatever.
And that's like, it's both a mental and a physical thing. And by physical, I mean like your environment that you're in. So your house, your room, your counter in your bathroom, your phone notifications, but then also like mentally, like these are the things that I wanted to do today, and these are the things that I got done today. This is what I still have, and I'm either going to delete it or defer it, or I'm going to say this is no longer important.
Okay, this is how I used to do my planner. I would just make a to-do list of things that I wanted to get done. Whatever I didn't get done today, I would cross off the things I got done, and whatever didn't get crossed off, I would just move it to the next day. And some things just kept on getting moved to the next day, but eventually pretty much everything that I wanted to do got done. I just had to like move it. So in a way, I was ahead of the times.
In a way. In a way.
You know.
What do you think about resetting to zero? Environmentally, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it's good. I know that it is. I know that you appreciate it a lot more than I do, but I do appreciate it, not having a big mess in the morning, you know?
What if you woke up and you couldn't find like any of your clothes?
Where did they go?
I'm just wondering, like, how would you feel?
I would be frustrated. I'm confused.
What if you woke up in the morning and and you had no clean dishes, so you literally had to wash
all... Talk about my coffee. That's what would get me going.
Okay. What if you woke up in the morning and you didn't know where your coffee was?
Even though it's decaf. That's how I'd feel.
Or there wasn't water.
I would be mad. What are you getting at?
I'm just saying, like, think about how you can set yourself up for success the next day, and then do that thing every night. Whether that's laying out your running shoes, or setting up your makeup, or you know,
clearing off my bathroom counter.
Clearing off that's the bathroom counter.
I'm wondering if there's a way to do this relationally, like. Because that's like my big thing is, and yours is like, you know, acts of service and having things tidy. I don't know. I'm wondering if that's a thing, but I can't think of it.
I definitely think that it could be. I think that you could ask. I mean, we have made asking each other how we can help tomorrow a part of our kind of evening.
We've gotten out
routines.
Of it though. Yeah. We've forgotten the last couple of times.
But that was part of our routine before
this
all happened.
Yeah.
So I think that that could be something like, hey, this thing that you did today really pissed me off, but I'm just letting you know, and
like making
choosing
sure
to move on.
Yeah, that you're not going to bed mad, or you know, that you work things out to the best of your ability before going to bed, I guess.
Yeah.
Which we've pretty much always done that our whole marriage, except a couple of times when you were
well, the Bible
a real
does
turd.
Have a verse about that. It says, "Do not let the sun go down on your anger."
I know, but I don't. Yeah, I mean, then what were you thinking? Just kidding.
I wasn't angry.
I know. I know. We've gone over this so many times.
You're angry right now.
Moving on. Just kidding.
So those are our 5 tips to survive and balance during these strange, strange times.
We'd love to hear your tips, though. So if you have anything that's been really helpful to you, we want to hear about it. Tell us.
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations before we leave?
No, I have not thought about that ahead of time.
Okay. Well, I do a weekly challenge called Stay Sane 2020, and it's specifically for the COVID-19. It is tailored
You
for
always
me.
Call it coronavirus. Just call it like the quarantine or something. I don't
the
know.
Quarantine, coronavirus, the shelter at home 2020.
Social distancing.
The strange, wait, what did Forrest call it? The sickness.
The sickness. Also,
okay, the sickness 2020.
The sickness. Because that's how I've been explaining it to him, because I don't... Because I don't want to like go into all the details. I'm like, okay. He's like, wait, can we go to this park? No, buddy, we can't go to the park. It's closed. He's like, why is it closed? Because of the sickness. Now it just says the sickness.
Except for the other day when he was outside and yelling that his neighbors can't play anymore because they have coronavirus. They can't play anymore because they have coronavirus. He's like yelling in the backyard. I'm like, shut up.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would say stay sane. Check my highlights on Instagram.
Oh.
If you're into challenges like that. It is tailored towards me, and it specifically has to do with marriage and parenting, physical health, environmental health, mental health. So,
I would recommend making my coffee recipe, which is literally just an iced latte. But I go over my whole process on my Instagram, also Hannah Olivia Way. And I've been making
like they don't know
an orange. Well, I'm just, for anyone who's new, and an orange. I've been making an orange cardamom vanilla bean iced latte with oat milk, and it's so good. And I'm already excited to drink it tomorrow. It brings me so much joy.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. So, and I'm making it myself. I like literally don't even want to get coffee anywhere else, and also like I pretty much can't. So. So this is a good thing. If you want to have good coffee at home, then maybe watch the highlight. In
yeah, I will say I quit coffee like a long time ago, but you
good
make
for you.
Some really good lattes.
Thank you. I know. It's so good to hear someone admit it. Just kidding. Everyone says that. I'm just kidding. I can't stop. Okay, but really, go check out the highlight if you are wanting to pizzazz up your coffee drink. And yeah.
TV show, music, anything?
Well, I'm watching the new season of Ozarks. We're watching that. That's pretty good. This season is like, whew,
It's pretty dark.
A little bit dark, but yeah. So just beware. If you haven't already watched it, then I mean,
yeah, don't start.
Don't start now, but. So maybe that's not a recommendation at all.
It's an anti-recommendation.
Music. Oh, yeah. There's a band called Mission House that I've really been liking a lot. They're a worship band, so it's a Christian band. They are really good. It's a girl band, and I love their album and their new release that they just had. So that's all.
Awesome. The last recommendation that I have is an app. Oh, I finished my 60-day dumb phone challenge.
Ooh.
So I've been re-downloading apps slowly onto my phone, and it is no longer in black and white. But I did download this app that I was very excited because it's from one of my favorite authors. He made an app, Joshua Becker made Uncluttered.
Oh, boy.
And it is good, and Hannah is a little bit frustrated at it, but...
No, it is just how I push against everything that has to do with order and organization.
If you need a guide to help you unclutter your house, then download this app, subscribe to it, and you can use your quarantine time to get rid of all the crap in your house that you don't need. And it's so easy and intuitive. So that's what I would say.
And thrift stores, after all this is done, are going to be lit.
Super lit.
So get ready to go. Get ready for that. That's going to be good.
Yeah. Go buy all of the crap that you got rid of, except it belonged to someone else before.
No, that is... Stop it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Trade your crap.
For someone else's.
But pay for it after you donated it.
But it's treasures.
Yep. I'm joking, obviously. Everyone, okay? You want to know how to ethically shop? Thrift stores, the number one best way.
Yeah, it is. Or buying nothing.
Yeah, nudist.
I don't think anyone else is going to think we're funny that. Except for us.
All right, guys, we'll talk at you sometime later.
Okay, bye.
Happy trails.
Bye.